Drivers, you know, we've been talking about Bully Dog products and what they can do for your operation. And right now, we're going to bring some proof of that. Josh Long is transportation manager at White Oak Mills. He's been at that company for quite some time, several years now. He has served as a United States Marine, and we thank him for his service and thank him for being here right now. Josh, welcome. How are you, sir?
Sir, good evening. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, before we get started on Bully Dog, tell us something about White Oak Mills.
Well, White Oak Mills is a multi-species feed mill here located in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. We feed, everything from hogs, turkeys, chicken, and dairy farms throughout the state of Pennsylvania and Maryland.
Wow. Wow. Really nice. How long has the company been around?
It has been around, I believe it was 34 years now.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. All right. In fact, you guys operate, 26 trucks? You have 18 full-time drivers. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And so you guys cover some miles, about 1.2 million miles a year throughout that region that you mentioned, Maryland, PA, and New Jersey. So you operate mostly Kenworths, a couple of older Peterbilts. So you are heavy on the PACCAR side. And we want to talk about what Bully Dog has done for your operation there at White Oak Mills. Let's talk about what the tuner, first of all, what the tuner can do for a big rig. What are you noticing? What are the benefits of the Bully Dog tuner?
This is such an amazing product that we've been working with Bully Dog now here a little bit better than 6 months. It is a great team behind them. They're sitting. Kevin Campbell is our representative, great guy. In this feed industry, we're not over the road, coast to coast. Typically, one of our farms is about 60 miles away. So we have a lot of city driving, a lot of stop and go up here in the northeast section of the United States. It's pretty mountainous, heavy terrain. And all of our farms are rural route deliveries, and we're going off-road. We're headed up steep hills, going down dirt lanes. So the conditions are less than favorable for fuel mileage.
Right.
And we had got with when I ordered five new Kenworth T880s here, I sat down with our sales lady, Kelly Hawthorne from Motor Truck of Pennsylvania here. And one of the things that we discussed was fuel mileage. In this industry, we're getting 4.2, 4.3, 4.4 miles per gallon. And that's pretty much acceptable. So we sat down with the engine manufacturers. We sat down with transmission manufacturers. We sat down with rear end manufacturers. And we said to them, how can we improve our fuel mileage? Everyone said to us, drop your speed. Drop your power, cut your gears down. Well, when you're going, in upstate Pennsylvania here in the snow, you need all the power you can, that you can get. We run off-road tires on the trucks, and that's not really something that I wanted to hear, that we were going to have to drop power. So we just kind of thought, that we're just going to always end up with the low four in the fuel mileage.
Right.
So I had contacted Bully Dog, and I said, hey, I'm hearing about your product. The salesman came in, Kevin came in and said, I'm going to show you what this product can do. Very skeptical at first, very good guy. We tried one of their units for a month on one of our brand new T880s and immediately saw a mile per gallon gain.
Wow.
It was almost too good to be true. So I said to him, we're looking at purchasing 10 units here. Can we try for another month? Ran the numbers again, almost another mile per gallon. We ended up buying 10, and I have brought my fuel mileage up from the beginning of this year from 4.4 across the board on the fleet, and this is just the average, to right now 5 miles a gallon. That's a 6/10 increase.
Wow. Wow.
I said to Kevin, how can you do this? Power. He added power. He added efficiency.
Right.
These feed trailers run at 1,500 RPMs on the new trucks here and are hydraulically driven through the PTO pump to unload. So that's 1,500 RPMs for a half hour. It takes to get 28 ton off. Now, my trucks, they run at 92,000, 93,000 heavy haul permanent loads all the time. These aren't 80,000-pound trucks. So they go out with the heavy loads. We're getting 5.2 on a lot of these trucks here. They're coming in. We're saving fuel, and it was all by adding power. The complete opposite of what everyone else told me.
Right.
Kevin said, I'm going to give you power. We're going to give you efficiency. We're going to give you fuel.
You know, this is a pretty amazing story here, Josh, as you spell it out for us, because what you're doing, I mean, from the user end perspective here, as you manage this fleet of trucks, is showing us something that really seems to be counterintuitive. I remember I've been doing this program for 20 years next week, and going back years and years and years, and every once in a while we'd have a driver call in when we would have the discussion about fuel mileage and how to improve fuel economy and everything else, and every once in a while a driver would call in and said, okay, you've got to remember it's about the sweet spot. It's not necessarily about slowing down, but I don't remember anyone making the argument that, you know, you've got to be able to increase, you know, the power somehow and ramp that up until we started hearing about products like Bully Dog. And it's pretty amazing to think you're increasing your power and you're increasing your efficiency, and the results are there. I mean, those results are obviously with your fleet, if you're covering 1.2 million miles, getting better fuel mileage really starts to add up very quickly.
Yes, we're looking at about a $55,000 a year savings.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's just on, that's phenomenal. It's just on 10 units.
Right.
Another great thing, I can't talk too great about this product. It's phenomenal. It's also a driving coach. It's a small screen suction cup to your windshield.
Right.
The drivers are able to actually watch that in real time. It's, you don't drive 300-400 miles, put the fuel in, and kind of hope you had a good day. The driving coach, will grade you from A to F. And I was told A is great, F is not for fantastic. And the guys can see that. And, hey, maybe I need to slow down a little bit. I'm getting a B. I could be doing better. We let them have it. We let them have the power. We restrict the trucks at 72 miles an hour, while another engine manufacturer said coming back to 63. We didn't take anything away from them, but gave them more power. Those trucks are pushing out almost 600 horsepower right now.
Right.
I remember we wanted to cut them back to 400.
Yeah. Wow. Again, this allows your drivers to have that power that's available to them, and also gain in fuel efficiency here. And that's the great thing about those, the ECM tunes for higher horsepower. I mean, you can kind of set it to where, I guess, whatever application you need. And for the terrain, as you mentioned, the terrain that you guys there at White Oak Mills have to cover, and the job that you're doing for your application, I mean, you've got that tuned exactly where you need it. Tell us, if you're talking to another operation or an owner operator, and they've never heard of the Bully Dog, or maybe they have, and they were like you guys at first, and they were a bit skeptical, what are you going to say to them, Josh? What are you going to, if you're having coffee with a person like that, a driver that is skeptical maybe of Bully Dog or has never heard of it, what are you going to tell them?
I'm going to tell them that, there's plenty of positives about this product here. I'm going to tell them that, back in the old days when you had a check engine light come on, you turn the cruise off, hold the set button, and your check engine light would flash in a series of patterns for a number. You just go to your owner's manual. Oh, okay, like 55 is a no fault found. I don't know if you remember those days or not.
Right.
That isn't around anymore. Everything has to be service tool connected.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Middle of Arizona, your check engine light comes on, could be for anything. Bully Dog gives you that peace of mind. You're able to read the code But what the check engine light's for, the driver can determine right then and there, hey, this warrants a phone call, or you know what, might have been a glitch in the system. That's given an hour. We'll see how it goes.
Right.
If it's bad enough, the truck's going to derate itself. I think that saves on time for dispatchers, maybe unnecessary mechanical stops, unnecessary shop bills.
Right.
I know that's helped us out quite tremendously. It's been phenomenal. It's a great driving coach. You know, the guy gives the guy something to shoot for. They have it real time right there. Hey, maybe I went a little bit heavy on the foot here. I can make it up on the back end. At the end of the day, they're able to evaluate themselves. And I think, that's a great product.
Sure. And, there's a lot of, over the years, we've covered, of course, all the changes in terms of the engines, what's going on underneath that hood. And they're very different engines than they were back before, I guess, EGR, that first major change in 2000, at the end of 2002 into 2003, and then on to what we have now with selective catalytic reduction and everything else that's going on underneath that hood, which includes you want to know what's going on with the lubricants and your. With this monitoring, as you mentioned, you've got it right there in front of you. But you can monitor oil temperature, oil PSI. You can monitor your coolant. You can monitor so much that's going on under your engine. And it's like having, dispatch, or maybe a mechanic ride shotgun with you actually and be able to tell you what is going on. It's really important to monitor that stuff. Have your drivers given you any feedback? What are your drivers telling you, Josh, about the Bully Dog products?
I think they're telling me if I ever think about taking it away from them, I'll start losing drivers.
I love it. And I know you guys really, I mean, with a smaller operation, there's that, I'm sure, an open-door policy, and you have a great relationship with your drivers. A smaller operation tends to, but every operation wants to be, obviously catering to the needs of their drivers, and this kind of has this exponential effect that if a driver, learns about Bully Dog and they can kind of share that with other drivers, and do you notice that with your drivers? And again, I know it's a small crew, but between the drivers, are they sharing information and talking about the Bully Dog products amongst themselves on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, my word, it's a constant competition every day. How many miles did you have? 300. What'd you get? 5.4. I got 5.3.
I love it.
And they kind of have this small inner circle amongst themselves there, who can try to get, the best fuel mileage for the week. And, we don't ask them to do that. We're making them do it by giving them this product, but they can do better. You will get a fuel increase, but it's always up to the driver. And that's what Kevin Campbell came in. Bully Dog never promised me anything. They never promised me the gains that I've got, and they're excited as I am.
Right.
I put that on my drivers. It's those guys that, maybe they just had to hit a lot of traffic. This day they didn't get as good of mileage as what maybe they could have gotten, but they've gotten better than what they would have had if we didn't have the product.
There's so much to learn here. If you don't know about the Bully Dog products, I encourage you to go to BullyDogBigRig.com, and you can find out, you can answer all the questions there, and then take this information and apply it to your own operation, your own application, and as you look for, maybe more horsepower to get the job done as they're doing at White Oak Mills, and more fuel efficiency. These are big numbers. If you talk about 75 to 100 additional horsepower, 6 to 12% increase in fuel economy, those are big, big numbers. As you mentioned, Josh, though, that comes down to the driver. And, we are hearing a lot of that through the engine changes as the engines started to change and the sweet spot started to change in those engines. As a result, we were hearing a lot about, re-educating the driver about how to find that sweet spot and get the most out of that engine. And so, you know, your application is going to obviously be different than White Oak Mills. But again, apply that. Go there to the website, bullydogpigrig.com, and check out all of the great products there that can help your operation. We've been about this for a long time, Josh, about helping drivers save money, be successful. And when you talk about in your operation a $55,000 savings, that's tax-free money. That's money you guys get to keep. That's tremendous. That is massive. So, again, thank you, Josh. We appreciate, first of all, your service in the United States Marine Corps. We owe you a debt we can never repay, and we thank you for being on with us. I always say don't – when it comes to trucking, don't talk to any of the celebrities out there. Talk to the people who are using the products and getting great results. And I know you guys are with Bully Dog. So we appreciate it. Thank you. Our best to all of your drivers for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we hope to talk to you again soon. Josh, thank you so much. WhiteOakMills.com is the website, by the way. WhiteOakMills.com. And you guys are on Facebook. Is that right, Josh?
Absolutely.
Yep. Right.
You can like us on Facebook here. Check out our website. Gives a little bit brief history of our day-to-day operation here, and a little bit into the agricultural world. And you can look for any upcoming events with White Oak Mills here in June. We will be working closely with Bully Dog on the first 7-axle Kenworth T880S in the world. We're gonna put a Bully Dog on that.
Wow.
It's going to be fantastic. We're going to watch the truck get built. It's coming in here. It's a new model, new everything. We're going to have Bully Dog, throw one of those tuners on there. We're going to get great fuel mileage out of that. Big things coming for White Oak. Big things coming for Bully Dog. We're happy to be in the Kenworth family. We're happy to be part of the Bully Dog family.
Well, I'll tell you, you're in great company in both directions there, my friend. And anybody that's in business with White Oak Mills, I feel, is also in great company just from talking to you. Thank you so much for being here. Josh Long with White Oak Mills. We hope to talk to you again soon and get you maybe next year as you guys go through that, we can get caught up and talk about the whole thing.
Absolutely. Eric, I look forward to talking to you here soon. You have yourself a Merry Christmas, and thank you for having me on the program.
All right. Thank you.
Red Eye Radio.